ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, if you remember, it was said that Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, considered acquisition of knowledge as a great divine obligation. The Imam strived to learn knowledge and also encouraged others to acquire it. Imam Khomeini's method of education, both in learning and teaching, was very outstanding amongst ulama and religious scholars and students of seminaries. Imam Khomeini used to criticize the sayings and ideas of others, whilst he himself would accept the criticism of others. Stay tuned for more. Ancient philosophers like Plato and Aristotle believed that those who acquire knowledge should have the spirit of accepting criticism. Criticism does not mean finding fault with others. It means to be able to think independently, and it turns the individual from a passive recipient into an active learner. Some of the adherents of this thought maintain that critical thought is a conscious phase of processing information in a way that the individual is able to understand subjects better and make better decisions with higher self-reliance. Raising fundamental questions on a particular issue, asking about the existing results and hypotheses, abandoning bias and fanaticism, studying new sources, and consorting with creative people are among the methods of attaining the skill of criticism. The individual should be able to get rid of the chains of confirmation of others. Human beings usually like to be approved by others. That's why they think that if they show innovation, they will lose the approval of others. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, was one of the rare ulama or religious scholars who used to encourage students of seminaries to criticize the ideas of others, even his own ideas. He would even encourage them to criticize the ideas of great scholars and ulama of the past and present which had been accepted and approved as dogma. Hujjat al-Islam Muhammad Reza Nasiri says in this regard, Imam Khomeini used to examine the statements of Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Qaravi a lot because his statements were mixed with philosophy and jurisprudential issues. Then the Imam would explicate those issues completely and raise his own theory. He used to say, the greatness of great people shouldn't prevent us from understanding. No matter how great the words are, you should employ your understanding. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, used to challenge the ideas of great religious scholars or ulama, although he would respect them very much. Late Ayatollah Abul Qasim Khazali says, Imam Khomeini, in his class, used to grapple with the great scholars who had caused knowledge to reach climax, and he would succeed. His pupils and friends and our colleagues too would benefit from and be strengthened with his courses. Along his scientific struggle with great scholars, he would say to his pupils, when you're hearing my words, do not accept them submissively. think about them and argue. Keep your thought free for argument and do not say that the teacher has said so-and-so or such-and-such. Okay, the teacher has said, but you should employ your own thoughts. Dear listeners, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, would tell the students, who were silent with no disputes, here is not the place of preaching and eulogy to keep silent. Late Hujjatul Islam Mustafa Zamani says, as a custom, when a preacher ascends the pulpit, people keep silent and listen attentively. But the course of ijtihad is not like that. The student should be free to question the teacher. Several times the students of Imam Khomeini didn't ask anything from him in the middle of the class. The Imam would tell them, this is not the session of eulogy. Why don't you protest or object me or ask questions? This characteristic of Imam Khomeini had made his classes very effective, very popular, and very fruitful. Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Mahdi Yasribi narrates an anecdote relating to one of the classes of Imam Khomeini when there were heated disputes. He says, I remember well that people like Mata Mutahari, Mata Beheshti and others would participate in his classes in the first years. When we passed by, there were heated disputes with loud voices and the students had the same spirit of objection and the Imam would answer as a great teacher. One of the things that Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, innovated was to break the taboo of criticizing great figures. Late Ayatollah Abbas Ali Amid Zamani said, one of the things that the Imam raised in Najaf as a novel issue was criticism in jurisprudence. Personalities were usually esteemed, highly esteemed in Najaf. I mean, the personality was first, and then it would be the turn for arguments. Many students would be amazed that the Imam listened to them carefully and attentively and answered their questions. This was whilst in some of the courses that we attended, nobody had the right to ask a question with the pretext that the time of class is for all. Thus, free thinking was choked. Dear listeners, although Imam Khomeini would welcome critical thinking, he never allowed the time of the class to be wasted on useless and lengthy arguments. Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Dangerudi says, in this regard, Imam Khomeini believed that a student should argue within the class, yet if a question and answer was repeated several times, he would prevent it, saying that it is not a dialogue.